let's clear one thing up right now. No matter who's on the screen, Triple H, Cody, Seth, The Rock, Roman Reigns, the tribal chief. And I don't like what the fuck The Rock doing. He's starting to take shine away. We going to talk about this. Championship ringside is back again. Shout out to everybody listening. Shout out to everybody showing love. Shout out to everybody hitting the subscribe button. Shout out to shouting out. Lizzie Blaze here. Have not forgot the objective. And according to my sports app, I'm betting on Roman Reigns no matter what. Alongside
King. I'm not trusting Cody. The odds being Cody favorite, yeah, I'm good. Like, until I see otherwise, gotta bet on the tribal chief.
Look, I don't care what's going on. I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to get us to believe in this hype. Nah. Cody Rhodes been the hottest baby face without the belt. Roman Reigns still been the second biggest merch pusher with the belt. I feel like they're going to keep this going. I'm not betting on Cody Rhodes. Wrestling is wrestling, King. What are we talking about, the press conference first?
Yeah, we could. I mean, we could talk about the press conference.
All right, let's get straight to it. Biggest slap around the world, Will Man. Smith or The Rock?
I said, he slapped the shit out of him, huh?
Hey, Will Smith or The Rock, who you taking?
I mean, clearly I'm taking famous Hollywood actor Dwayne Johnson.
He on The Rock now, so you gotta call him The Rock.
But he's not The Rock, though.
He brought the name, though. We know who The Rock is. He ain't even got
the Brahma Bull tattoo.
That's what I'm saying. He brought the name, so we gotta call him The Rock. You know, but you know, well, we
fuck it. I'll call him The Rock. But so is he a part of the bloodline?
Oh, he gotta be. You know what I don't like about this, dog? First of all, you're right. I prefer, if The Rock slap was like, whoa.
And
I probably prefer Will Smith slap me than The Rock. You know, just saying. Just throwing it out there. Second of all, that's what it looked like. He should join the bloodline. He should have been doing that from jump. He should have fell in line. But I don't like what they did right there, bro. First of all motherfuckers do is talk about Cody daddy when he pop up. Every time Cody show up, man, I remember your daddy told me I was better than you. Like, damn, why like that? I'm just chilling. Like, everybody gonna talk about my daddy. This dude brought up Peter Maivia and said he'll just be disappointed. What the elder guys can't be sad or something, The Rock? Like, so you talk about his family, talking about my family. No fucking duh. That's all y'all talk about. Like, what? This not news. And then you want to slap the man. And then Cody just, you know what? This is why I ain't betting on Cody. Like, you got slapped and you did, you know, you ain't getting not one swing back. You ain't throw a water bottle.
At least that kind of slap. You should have challenged them to tribal combat.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Got tribal combat right at the press conference. Everybody just backed up. And it's Cody and The Rock in tribal combat. But this is what I want. So if he's part of the bloodline, where is he ranking at? Clearly he can't be a tribal heir, huh?
Maybe he tribal money bag.
Like, he gotta be ranked under Solo, right? He can't just jump
under Solo. Whoa. What he did to be above the Usos?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I was about to say, he probably under Jimmy.
Yeah. Hey, look. Let me see. Quote my notes, he under Jimmy. Hey. Let me see. Rikishi and Umaga, they gone, so he passed them up. No, not Rikishi. Yokozuna and Umaga, they gone. So, you know, He above Rikishi. But I mean,
he's one of the elders.
That's true. That's true. He right. So yeah, I look, I got him under Jimmy. Like he yeah. And look, Naomi might join. So I don't know what we're talking about here.
Naomi, like, though, she been cooking the last 2 years, unlike The Rock. So
and then he walking around with Roman Reigns, like, wait, hold up, what we doing here? This not about The Rock. Like, why are we even making this about this dude? He should have been walking behind Roman Reigns, right? Not next to him. And Roman Reigns, what the fuck are you doing? Like, don't let him do that. Hey, you shouldn't have been quiet while Rock jump in front of your face, man. Slap the mic out of his hand. Like,
the fuck are you doing, Dwayne?
These part-timers don't deserve his love. Like, see, this is why Solo belonged at the press conference. But
where was it? Like, where was Solo? Like, why the fuck he wasn't there?
I don't know, but he should have been there. He should have been there.
Just to calm, like, to diffuse a lot of shit that's going on. Like, The Rock would have stepped up. He probably put his hand on each other, like, the fuck back, man. What you doing? I'm second in command around here.
All right. So, to sum all that shit up, Cody... well, if y'all don't know how it went, I'm pretty sure y'all do, but if y'all don't know how it went, Roman said, you know what, Cody don't have power to pick no more. I'm picking The Rock for my opponent. The Rock came out. The Rock started backing all like a bad guy and shit. Then Cody came out. Cody said, I pick you, Roman Reigns. So it's Roman versus Cody at WrestleMania. So the next question is, what we doing with Seth? They have an elimination chamber. Wrestling fans know who the fuck in the Elimination Chamber. Let's be serious. Think of a name, 9 times out of 10, that name in there if you're realistic about wrestling. Anyway, who you got or who you want? Because I think it's probably two different answers. Who you got going against Seth at WrestleMania? And who do you want to go against Seth at WrestleMania?
Well, I got Drew McIntyre going against Seth. And I kind of want Drew, but I do kind of want LA Knight to go up against. But Dirty Dom, my sleeper.
All right. So, you know what? I actually agree everything what you said. I think they're gonna pick Drew McIntyre, which I think is a mistake. But I guess he do the title run. It seemed like he do. They put so much behind him. He do for a title run. So maybe that's why Drew McIntyre gonna be the one to get it. I think LA Knight should get it because, I mean, that's the beginning of a new era right there. Especially if you letting Cody win on night two. What better way to start a whole new era? Like, y'all trying to erase people and shit. So, boom. Cody a new champion. That's Triple H era. You got LA Knight a new champion. You pretty much switch superstars. Cody on your flagship show. And now LA Knight on your new Netflix show. Two over people. We got a whole new era of wrestling. So, I agree with that. And my sleeper is Bobby Lashley. Because, you know, Bobby, bitch.
Yeah.
You know? I don't mind about Bobby Lashley beating Seth Rollins at WrestleMania. You know, hey, Brock Lesnar knew what to be around, so we might get a nice little title run. You know, just throwing it out there.
I think Judgment Day gonna start crumbling. I think everybody gonna lose their titles at WrestleMania.
Yeah, it looked like Judgment Day gonna lose to the Awesome Troop. I guess.
Yep.
They need to split them belts up, though. They don't need to be like unified champs. They could be the Raw champs, and somebody else could be the other champs. What's up?
They got some tag teams now. Like they got, I see they got a couple of tag teams on each show to where you could go and split the belts back. I mean, it's only been a year since they combined the belts.
I thought it'd been longer than that.
But it's been 2 years. But you can put the belt back on SmackDown and Raw had their own belts. But yeah, it's definitely looking like Miz and R-Truth gonna probably somehow somebody get to WrestleMania against the Judgment Day.
Yeah, that's all I got on it. We'll see who gets to that Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, and I like how they ain't even mention what happened last Friday. Like, that shit just never happened all of a sudden. Like,
right, they don't show no highlights of that no more.
Nothing. Like, Triple H came out earlier. It was like, yeah, Cody and Roman fighting. No matter what y'all heard, none of that what happened last week didn't even matter. Basically, came out there with the Men in Black flash and was like, y'all ain't seen nothing.
That show, they really banked on thinking that The Rock was a bigger star.
And it's like, why would they think? I mean, I get why, but like Cody the biggest fucking baby face right now. Like,
It's crazy because it's the same thing 10 years ago. They tried to say, okay, this dude is a bigger star. He's a bigger box office star. He's a bigger global star. But you still put him in a room with a bunch of wrestling fans. So, you know, maybe it would have been a success at WrestleMania. Like if Batista would have beat Randy Orton at WrestleMania 30, maybe it would have been a success at the event. But building up them Raws, them SmackDowns, y'all gonna get smoked in there by them fans, cause them Hollywood actors and them commercial casual fans they not pulling up to see no Batista, no The Rock. They trying to see Cody Rhodes, Daniel Bryan. So
and stop trying to fucking get these casual fans back in. Like
it's WrestleMania. They gonna try to do that all the time for WrestleMania. Like
then get a celebrity host. Get like Taylor Swift to fucking host the damn event.
They got Dwayne Johnson.
That's cool. If you
what bigger act out there than Dwayne Johnson? Huh?
I said, yeah, that's cool if he was hosting. This motherfucker trying to be in the main event.
Trying to be in the bloodline and trying to get the belt.
I hope you don't think he's going to get tribal help. It's going to be him and Solo in tribal combat then. Man. Now, I'm hearing that what he's saying that night one might be a tag match. Rock and Roman versus Cody and Seth, which is stupid. Yeah. Like, I'm cool with
it. What the fuck Seth got to do with anything?
Seth seems...
If anything, you know what? You want Seth to keep the belt? Let Seth go against The Rock.
Yeah.
But only problem with that, Drew McIntyre gonna have something to say about that.
Dog, Seth seemed so out of place on that fucking press conference yesterday. It was like
and it wasn't his clothes.
Like, he jumping around. Like he had on an old Ted DiBiase suit. Like he jumping around. Hey man, that's fucked up. You can't be slapping nobody. Like, man, just get off the stage, bro. But yeah, we're gonna see how that shit unfold in the coming weeks. But
all right, we can move on from that,
huh?
I said we can move on from that. What you got?
You want to talk about Bailey?
Oh, of course. So. Bailey chose Io Sky because she secretly had her translator on while Io Sky, Oscar, and Kairi Sane was talking behind her back, and she found out, you know.
I was hoping we got the sushi restaurant. Yeah.
Look, I don't know how to explain how They played this. They played this with the sympathy card, man. The wrong sympathy card, though. Hey, you talking behind my back. Oh, man. You left me with the sushi bill. Just slapped way harder.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people been, like, barely been talking shit about people the last 3-4 years. that how the fuck you gonna expect people to just have sympathy for her in one night?
And no, you know they fucking with it, but I just felt like it was better. But I can't lie to you, Io Sky, what the fuck, man? It just looks wrong. Like, she don't give me this champion vibe at all. Like, Bailey must have really been like hiding her, because she don't seem like championship material at all. Maybe because she don't defend the belt. She defended the belt what, twice, felt like? And I think ever since Charlotte got hurt, I don't remember her defending it. Maybe one time against Bianca after that, but after that, I don't remember her defending that shit.
Yeah.
There go my parlays.
Huh?
I said, there go my parlays right there.
Oh, Daniel had been scored.
Yeah, I just looked at it, though.
He scored. No, I'm talking about he scored like when the first half, the second half had just started. He had like a driving layup. I was like, damn. He was in the middle of talking. I was like, damn. That is right there. Shout out to Paulie's, man. But
Bailey showed up. I mean, she hit him with that thong tie.
So that
means I know Japanese. Like, oh shit. I ain't gonna lie to you. Asuka and Kyrie should have done was say something else, because Bailey probably just learned that one sentence, and because you notice she went straight back to English after that. So she probably just learned that one sentence and called it a rap. Yeah. Hey, look, I know how to learn one sentence in different languages now. Don't get it twisted. I try to act like you know a little something. You got to say it in confidence. Yeah, I do that too. I do that with my Spanish.
So now they added Dakota. I was wondering where Dakota Kai was at last week. But now they added her to this to the situation, and it looked like she picked the side and she would Bailey right now, but I don't trust it.
Nah. So that means they still got room for the sushi angle right there. Here you go, right? I got you.
So you think
this is what they're gonna do. They're gonna go to a sushi restaurant. And they're going to invite Dakota Kai. They're going to shower her with the best sushi, the California rolls, the fried rolls, you know, with the sauce on top. And then they're going to use Bailey credit card. Boom. Yeah. We about to piss everybody off right there. Like, now they really have a sympathy for Bailey, you know what I mean? And look, when Dakota Kai find out, she going to say something in Japanese too. Like, boom, right there. And Bailey, like, I didn't learn that much. I just know that sentence. And Dakota Kai, like, I know. And she going to say something else. So Dakota Kai knows two sentences and Bailey knows one. There we go.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Dakota Kai on damage control, you know? That's how we're going to wrap it up. Not everybody on Bailey's side, because, you know, how you going to use somebody's credit card? You scamming? You scamming in 2024? That's what we doing? Like, oh, yeah. You on Bailey's side for sure.
But
hey, WrestleMania gonna be lit, like, because I mean, Io not pushing the match, so we gotta do a lot of promos in the back.
Maybe that gonna be the whole thing, like the first night be them eating sushi. They gonna be like, we gotta go to the arena. And eat the sushi first, then everything gonna play out. Like, we gonna go to the arena after we, you know, enjoy our nice sushi meal. And, you know, but I was hoping that they'd have got Sasha back to join in on that, but they'd have spoiled her going to AEW now, so.
Bad move.
Yeah. Dude, I don't even know why the fuck Sasha going to AEW.
Yeah, I thought they women division don't get treated like with no respect or some shit.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. They got Toni Storm. Toni Storm, like, one of the best things going right now.
Like, yeah, but do the women division still, like, I know they always had people. I'm just saying, like, I always heard that it get, like, bad treatment as far as booking and timing and shit like that.
Yeah, now they doing their thing with Toni Storm, but other than that, like, the only one who really got the proper treatment was Britt Baker.
All the biggest stars in WWE, I don't understand that. Huh? All the biggest stars in WWE, I don't understand that.
Even TNA women's division is better than AEW's.
She been gone so long, her rematches will be big. Yeah. But, hey, it is what it is. All right. Shout out to Bayley and Rosetta Stone, man.
She probably got a...
Got that one sentence down, like, oh yeah, I'm about to fuck their head up. You didn't watch this.
Like, Duolingo app. Yeah. You probably got the voice recorder. Play that back to me in Japanese.
Yeah.
Hey, okay, we cooking now. Oh. You got anything else?
No. That's pretty much it. You can go straight to yours.
All right, so... with The Rock showing his swole ass trying to join the bloodline and all that, I had some trivia questions pertaining to him. Well, the first one, not really pertaining to him, I just wanted to see if you knew this question or not. I got five trivia questions for you. So the first is, how many people won the Royal Rumble twice?
All right, let's see. All right, hold up. I'm gonna say it out loud. We got Hogan.
One.
HBK. Would I count Stone Cold?
Yeah, he's a three-time winner.
I know, I was just making sure. Brock.
Is Brock? Yeah. No, he's a one-time winner.
Nah, I think he two.
I thought he... Let me
see. And Cody Rhodes? I think.
It's seven.
Seven?
Yeah. Hold up.
Orton.
Yep.
Damn. But no, Batista won it once, huh?
Nah, he won it twice.
Batista won it twice?
Yeah.
Oh, that the one with Vince McMahon busted his legs, he won that one. I thought John Cena won that one.
Wait. No, Batista won it because that's how he got to fight Triple H.
Okay.
Thinking like some type of match to fight JBL.
Okay. So that was seven? That was seven?
Let me see what it was. You said Hogan.
Hogan, HBK, Stone Cold, Brock, Orton, Cody Rhodes, and Batista.
Yep, let me see. Hogan, HBK, Stone Cold. No! Let me see. They got Batista. Damn! Wait, I'm off. I'm missing a couple names.
A couple names?
A couple names. Let me see this. One, two.
Triple H.
Yup.
Roman Reigns?
Two. So it looks like it's 10 names. The one I was looking at yesterday was saying seven. Nah, not Roman.
Wait, so we named eight so far. Yeah. Well, I named eight.
You got them all right. Just missing.
Oh, Edge.
Sneak and slime ball. And one more.
Damn, twice. Two-time winner. Damn. It wasn't a Rock.
McGee and him. One of them was a surprise return. Nobody saw it coming.
That's the Royal Rumble in itself.
And when he came back, the first Rumble was when he won it by surprise, and he was number 30 in the Rumble.
That's you describing Cena.
Yeah.
Cena won it twice?
Yeah, he won it in 08 when he came back from the pick. Like, nobody expected him.
What was the other one?
2013 when he fought The Rock.
The Rock.
For the second match for once in a life.
Well, I guess I couldn't get that one. That's all good.
Yeah. So, now, I got a couple of questions about The Rock. How many main events for WrestleMania has he been in? How many WrestleMania main events he was in?
All right, so off jump, 15, 17, and 2000.
Yep.
Three.
It's five altogether.
Oh, fuck the Cena matches.
That is right there.
I forgot about that shit. Damn. I thought I had that. We agree that's not The Rock, though, man.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so I got the third one. Might be a little tricky. I don't know. You know you won the 2000 Royal Rumble. So who did he eliminate to win the Royal Rumble?
Big Show won that shit. But, you know.
Yeah.
Since you know they let The Rock slide, you know, Big Show won that shit.
Busy Blaze, man, knowing this shit, man, go ahead.
Oh yeah. Historian over here. Historian. I'm a historian over here, man.
I see it. A connoisseur,
man.
Huh?
I need my specs, you know what I mean?
Alright. So WrestleMania 15 was the first WrestleMania match between him and Stone Cold, the first of their trilogy. They had a Hall of Famer who was a special guest referee for that match. Can you tell me who that Hall of Famer was?
Only person who would be in, there's only two people, well, actually three people who would be in that spot. The special guest referee for 15?
Yeah.
So it's out of three people. It's out of Vince, Triple H, or Mick Foley.
Vince was involved, but Vince was kind of supposed to be like the enforcer or some shit, or the timekeeper or something.
Yeah, I think, I'm not sure. I feel like that was one of the first matches Vince showed up with fucking oil on his arms, but I could be wrong. he probably been doing that shit. I'm about to go with Mick Foley then.
Yep, it was. That's when he had the white shirt with the stripes drawn on now.
He was a special guest referee for that match?
Yes. It was some kind of crazy shit. He wound up doing the pinfall and everything. Counting the pinfall and everything.
I don't remember that. Like I said, he was caught up in that storyline in the beginning so much that that's the only reason I thought of him.
I don't even remember Shawn Michaels being there. Like, he showed up before the main event. I'm like, what the fuck? Shawn Michaels was there? I just remember Big Boss Man getting hung and Triple H turning on DX.
What? What Shawn Michaels doing? He was commissioner, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was the commissioner.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's see. What else?
My final question is also pertaining to The Rock. Which pay-per-view did he fight the original Jackass back in 2003?
Oh, it got to be Backlash, huh?
Yep, correct.
The only reason I remember that is because Stone Cold last match was WrestleMania 19. And Backlash is always after WrestleMania. I remember that was kind of one of the first times they started saying the Raw after WrestleMania.
Yeah,
Goldberg showed up to WrestleMania.
And then he was like, he's done it all. Now The Rock asks, what's next? And then Goldberg shows up, clumsy, knocking over shit. He was like, you're next, Rock.
fucking train, bro. Yeah. Stupid ass Goldberg. Yeah, that's all I got. Train threw me completely the fuck off. That bitch started rocking.
I had a picture I meant to look into, but it said like which decade had the best WrestleManias. I don't know if it said which decade. I think it said which decade. It was either which decade or which era had the best WrestleManias. And of course, a lot of
how they broke it down.
I think it was it was
1 through 10 type shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's easily gonna be 10 through 19 if you do it like that. If you do 1 through 9, 10 through 19, all that shit. Yeah, 1 through 9, 10 through 19, 20 through 29. Oh, wait, hold up, 20 to 29.
Yeah, 1 through 9, 10 through 19, 20 to 29, and 30 to 39.
She, let me see. So 1 through 9 last.
Yeah,
30 through 39, probably 3. Damn, wait, hold up now. Let me see. Yeah, the best one is 30, so nah. Damn. Because 20, I thought 23 was good. 24, 25, one of the best matches of all time. 26 was cool. 27. Wait,
you like
26? I thought it was cool.
I ain't like 26. All the thing I liked about 26 was Shawn Michaels and Taker. Tina and Batista was ass.
You know what? 27 and 28 was the rocking scene, huh?
Yeah.
Never mind. Day two. And number one gonna be the teens.
I ain't gonna lie, I fuck with 27 till the main event.
I'm haunted by them damn main events. But yeah, that's how I rank them.
But yeah, I got third is my favorite.
But that decade in the beginning, after 30, it was Roman Reigns. Like, goddamn.
Yeah. And I think 30, I'm just biased because that was like my first WrestleMania I went to.
Nah, it was dope. When I look back on it, it was dope.
You think Cody got a better chance of being like his moment will be bigger than Daniel Bryan's moment? Cause we was there when he won the fucking belts. They went crazy in that fucking arena. Like they went fucking ape shit. And leading up to it was just crazy. How he fucking occupied Raw, had random ass people running out there. And just the whole fucking Yes Movement thing. Like he had everybody, all the sympathy. Everybody rooting for him. And they trying to say that. They trying to make Cody the same thing, if not bigger than what Daniel Bryan was.
Only because wrestling seemed like it's more national. It got more national broadcasting, especially with The Rock and TKO deal and all that shit. That's the only reason I say it. But the Daniel Bryan one felt just like they forcing this. Because you got to realize, Daniel Bryan didn't win the Royal Rumble. He really got forced into the match. Like, CM Punk quit, so he had to replace CM Punk in a Triple H match, and then they had to change the stipulation. Like, this was really a forced situation. Cody Rhodes was already penciled in to be that guy. So, I don't know if The Rock going to be the person to change it to make it the biggest WrestleMania moment above Daniel Bryan. So, I'm going to say no.
I just look at it from that shit started at like SummerSlam when he won the belt and then Orton cashed in and he started the Authority. I look at all that, but Yeah, like with Cody, it's like Cody by Cody being the biggest star. That's why I think it might be bigger. It's like, I don't know, people really fuck with Cody.
Fucking D'Angelo Russell got 29 points. What the fuck, man?
And you know what? The bet was for him to go 17, go over 17 and a half points. And I'm like, ain't no fucking way.
Dude, what the fuck going on? LA must be popping tonight.
Oh, I mean, it's LA on Friday.
Okay, that's why Zion turned up, man. Who in the crowd? Who in the crowd?
He's probably going straight to Vegas after this. You know how him and Ingram get down.
Clearly.
It's like, shit, what you trying to do?
You know what I'm trying to do.
I ain't going back to New Orleans. I know that for sure.
All right. You want to do this countdown?
Yeah.
All right. So, I had to do a top 10 list. So, in celebration of Cody Rhodes, I wrote down the top 10 Royal Rumble winner / WrestleMania losers. The people who won at Royal Rumble and lost at WrestleMania. And if I go through this quick enough, I'll do the winners and winners too. But if not, we'll say that for next week.
Right.
Tell you what, we'll say it for next week. That say it, more content. So, shout out to Edge, Brock Lesnar, and Alberto Del Rio. They ain't make my list. They lost at WrestleMania, and Del Rio, I never really did fuck with Del Rio. I don't know. He wasn't that guy to me. Edge and Brock Lesnar, y'all know what it was, man. It's Tribal Chief. Fuck wrong with y'all. Y'all won't gonna win nothing anyway. All right. Number 10. Blue Tista. Motherfucker was doomed from start. He shouldn't even jumped in that mix, but he won the Royal Rumble, and he got mixed in Daniel Bryan. We just was talking about him. Like, and by the way, the way I rank these is the way I felt like they should have won, but they lost. So, you know, I think Batista had no chance to win that WrestleMania. He did win. Huh?
I said, I don't think nobody wanted to see Batista.
Yeah, I'm not sure they want. They probably would have, but again, same like it's 10 years ago, bro. Like, celebrity jumped in the mix when somebody on the rise or somebody, we already got our hero or whatever you want to call it when it comes to wrestling fans. So, yeah, Batista number 10.
Eerily similar.
It's very similar.
A part-time Hall of Fame wrestler coming off of a superhero movie.
CM Punk literally said the same thing to Cody Rhodes maybe like a week or two ago. Like it's all good till a part timer come take your spot. And he was talking about The Rock, and then The Rock came out and took his spot. Well, quote unquote took his spot, but you know, I guess they fixed that shit up. Number nine, Shawn Michaels in 1995.
Yeah,
that was his first Rumble win, I think. What? Yeah, his first Rumble win, and he lost to Diesel.
He should have won that match.
Yeah, them hard pants is on point, but you know they hating.
And then looking back at that story, when that's the match that turned them babyface. Because Bruce Prichard told a story. It was like he said, "Dude, he was like, man, Pat Patterson been telling Vince for like 2 years." We got to turn Shawn babyface. We got to turn Shawn babyface. And like Vince was like, nah, he's a heel, pal. So Vince wanted a spot where Shawn Michaels kicked out of the jackknife. And Shawn was like, dude, if I do that, that's going to kill my character. Or whatever. Because he didn't want me to come off as a baby. He was like, that's some babyface type shit. Like, if I do that, that's going to kill my character. So when he kicked out of the fucking when he kicked out of the Jackknife at Mania, like people apparently went crazy for it, and he got behind him and wanted him to win. So that's why the next night, him and Sid attacked him, and he wound up missing like 2 months or whatever because they wanted him to come back as a babyface. You know, like it should have just went with that momentum. Especially how he won the Royal Rumble, like should have won the belt. But I mean, it all worked out perfectly in the end for him anyway. But yeah, Vince was like, "Oh, we gotta turn him babyface, pal." It was like, "Yeah, no shit, Sherlock."
Number 8, Roman Reigns in 2015.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that was another Batista situation. Just Roman Reigns not a famous actor. It's just nobody wanted to see him. Wanted to see him.
He fought Lesnar. I was about to say, who the fuck did he fight?
Yeah, Seth Rollins walked out with the belt that night. Nobody wanted to see Roman. People was cheering for Bray Wyatt in that damn Royal Rumble. I think even Del Rio, no, not Del Rio. Was it Rusev or Del Rio?
It was Rusev. We forgot he was in the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, they was cheering for Rusev. The Rock came out, try to get people to love him, and look what happened. See why we just don't you don't fix everything, bro. That should have showed you. You show your ass up, we don't give a fuck. Like, who you thought you was?
He thought people would go fuck with Roman just cause like, why show up? They gonna chill. Nah, they booed the fuck out.
Hey, you tripping.
And they like, boo you too, Roger.
The fuck out of here. Old bald head ass.
Bald head bitch.
Oh, man. Let's see. Number seven. John Cena. He probably should have won that WrestleMania 24. But I'm talking about 08. He probably should have won that WrestleMania 24. But wasn't that Age of Orton?
Yeah, that was him, Orton, and Triple H in the tag match. Yeah, the triple threat match, huh?
Yeah.
I thought for sure Cena was winning that match.
Oh, facts. Yeah, definitely. See, this we get to the point where we like, oh, he should have won that, but he didn't.
I think Orton should have won the match, but I thought Cena was gonna win that. But
Orton was the right choice, but Cena was just such a heavy cloud over everybody. We just thought every time main event came around, Cena was gonna get that.
It was crazy. Orton lost the belt to Triple H like the next month.
Number six, I got Shinsuke Nakamura 2018. I mean, I guess he wasn't ready for the belt, but he still should have won at WrestleMania 34 against AJ Styles. I just felt like it was the right choice.
I think he was ready. They just ain't gonna go with him.
Not for a big run, but he was definitely ready for that moment. Like him winning that belt in that moment would have been big. But now he just known for, you know,
kicking him in the balls.
Nut checking.
Yeah.
Ooh, you hit him in the nut. Apparently,
he didn't got into the medical field within the last year. He know about everybody's injuries.
Ooh. Yeah, I mean, look, you can't win that WrestleMania and get your PhD. I feel that. I ain't mad at him. So, Peep Game, I wrote down this list, right? And there's only one person on this list twice. So I got a trivia question for you.
Uh-oh.
My number five is the only person on this list who won the Royal Rumble twice. So you know that's out of 10 people. And he lost both fucking times at WrestleMania.
And he lost both times?
He lost both times at WrestleMania. He won the Royal Rumble for nothing. The most useless Royal Rumble winner of all time.
Wait, I ain't about to pull a list up on my tablet and see. I gotta use my brain power on this one now.
Hey, my brother, Come on now.
So Orton beat, I know he beat Bray. Stone Cold. Fucking Edge.
That's Edge, the most useless winner of all time. He lost against Roman Reigns and my number five. In 2010, he lost at WrestleMania 26 to the best in the world, Chris Jericho.
It was like by DQ or some shit, huh?
Some stupid, yeah. But he lost. And yeah, he my number five because both times he won the Royal Rumble, it was this amazing comeback. Like, oh, wow. Edge is back. Da-da-da-da-da. And he lost.
That's all it was about.
So...
him returning.
Yeah. So, yeah. No love for Edge. He number five on the list. But, yeah, I didn't even realize that. Damn, he on the list twice, bro. Damn.
You know what they say? Fuck Edge. But, you know.
Speaking of fuck a superstar, number four, The Rock. He should have won it. He lost the Royal Rumble. And he should have won at WrestleMania.
Didn't even been at WrestleMania. Anyway, he should have been in the main event.
His position all fucked up when you think about it. The 2000 Royal Rumble, his feet touched first, and then in the main event, he should have won, or at least Triple H should have won. Well, no, Triple H did win. It should have been The Rock though.
But that was his fault because. He had Vince McMahon in his corner. Why would you have Vince McMahon in your corner? Like, why?
I don't know.
You really trust Vince McMahon?
I don't know. That was a stupid main event. It shouldn't get that much love.
Well, yeah, they was Stone Cold got had to have surgery. They didn't know what to do. I think the man. Austin Triple H that year.
Oh, it was?
I might have heard that. I don't know. I think that's what they was going towards with the going leaning towards with.
All right. Now remember, this list was made of people who I thought should have won at WrestleMania. All right. Number three is Lex Luger. Fuck we doing here? Like. You flexing all that fucking muscle and you didn't win. Brett won. Like, what the fuck? Yeah. Very big, very disappointed in Lex Luger. And honestly, that was the last memory I remember you in WWE. After that, you had a blouse on the WCW pointing at Hogan junk. Somebody wanna play with the big boys.
What in the world? What is this?
Right.
The big boys.
He must have showed up like I know we talked about this and I ain't gonna kill it too much, but he must have showed up at the last minute. Eric Bischoff said that's the only shirt you had. Fuck you gotta wear it now. Like,
showed up with no shirt on. Like, what the fuck? What are you doing?
Do the fucking thing. Just do the thing.
we gotta put a shirt on him. Take this shirt.
Oh man. All right. Let me see. So there's two left. Number two, Randall Keith Orton. You don't win a Royal Rumble, kiss people's wives, kick daddies-in-laws, kick brothers-in-laws, breaking houses. No, he ain't breaking the house. Triple H broke his house. You don't kiss people's wives. You don't do all that and lose at WrestleMania, bro.
Then it was a boring-ass match.
You was doing the most. Like, to this day, I don't remember anybody do, like, Seth Rollins tried to do that to Edge, but because that was all that was that storyline, wasn't it? When he kicked Vince and shit?
Yeah.
Oh, come on now. What are we doing here?
He kicked Vince that Monday before the Royal Rumble. Because at the Royal Rumble, everybody was like, yeah, you're going to get fired. Like, why are you even in the Royal Rumble? I remember Jericho telling him, like, Why are you here? You about to get fired. And you need one.
I thought dude kicked Vince for real, like man. Damn. I was like, yeah, he gonna get fired for real. Wrestler had me believing it for real. That was one of the few times like, shit, this might be real here, y'all.
Like, you slapped the shit out of him. He's like, Randy Orton, you're like, damn.
Yeah, that was too good of a build up to not win. Like. Triple H, you fucked it up again, man. You just can't, you just don't get wrestling, bro.
And they fucked up by maybe if that match would have been before Shawn Michaels and Undertaker, it might have been a good match. And then another thing is, you had all that personal shit build up, like
standing match.
I forgot who I heard say this. Like, you kissed my wife, you kicked my father-in-law, you kicked my brother-in-law. The last thing I'm trying to do when I get you in the ring is put you in the headlock and all that shit. I'm coming to the ring. It's action. I'm grabbing my sledgehammer. I'm fucking you up. And then I think it was a no DQ match. So it was just like a basic match with no heat at all. And it's like you had all that build up. Like the build up for the PG era, the build up was pretty good. Like
it was perfect. It was perfect, dude. You rarely bet on a bad guy in wrestling. And when I say this is one of the few times, you like, oh, shit. Like, it makes too much sense for Randy Orton not to win the belt, and he didn't.
I need to step away for, like, 1 second, man. My bad. Give me 1 second.
And number one is obvious, the reason we made this fucking list. Well, the reason I made this list. Cody Rhodes. I think he going to join Edge as a two-time Royal Rumble winner, WrestleMania loser. But let's talk about last year. It was set up too good. It was came back. The whole Stardust shit, you know. My daddy.
Then he came back and won the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, you got the theme song going, everybody going, whoa, you know. And now WrestleMania 39.
For last year, 39.
Yeah. Dick look. Straight dick look on his face.
Right. He lost. He got screwed by Solo in the black hoodie.
That was bound to happen.
You think that shit gonna get out? Or it's already outplayed. Played out to me like everybody mentioning his daddy.
It been played out, but I don't know. I don't even understand why they constantly keep playing on his daddy like that.
Last year promo with Paul Heyman was fire. When he told that story about how they was broke and he needed Dusty to show up and, he got paid and all that shit.
Nah, I mean, they got good stories, but I'm just saying, I guess that's all part of the story. Like, once he finished the story, they're going to stop bringing up his Paul But you know what? If you think about it though, his daddy is the one that has probably the most influence on a lot of people backstage.
I mean, like,
when
he was like the first boss at NXT, huh?
Something like that, yeah.
Like he had a hand. he had a hand in developing, like basically. Everybody who somebody right now.
Yeah, like so I guess that's one of the things, you know, that's gonna be forever tied to him. Mm-hmm. Just like being a loser. Yep. Number one on this fucking list. Cause you fooled us. You fooled us once, shame on you. Fooled us twice, shame on us. But we ain't getting fooled. Cody Rhodes, you lost. And I got you losing again. But we'll see. Maybe the down the line something happened, I feel, okay, maybe this might be different. But till then, you're number one on this list.
They can't do it till 2 years in a row, bro.
Maybe, bro. Maybe. Maybe.
After all this? After all? No, bro.
So look, this is how we're going to close out the episode. WWE got to make a decision on finishing Cody's storyline or chasing history with Roman. And I think it's a very serious, a very chance. That, huh?
I said, what history with Roman? I thought.
So by September, he going to pass up Hogan. And then, honestly, I tell you this much now, man. If he passed up Hogan, the next people he passed up is Bob Backlund and Bruno, and that's in 2028. So I'm not sure if they'll be able to pull that off, but they might let him pass up Hogan because what's September? That's like right after SummerSlam. So what, next year WrestleMania probably? Look, hey, Cody Rhodes lose again. And we going down this path one more time, baby. This the year, though, y'all. This the year.
I really don't think they could pull off another year of Roman Reigns as champion. Like, I think if Roman Reigns show up as champion the next night on Raw or the next SmackDown after Mania, people will lose their fucking mind.
I think they could pull off one more year.
Like, I can't.
Now, can they build somebody else to dethrone them? That's the problem. I think they could hold off Roman being a champion. I think, like, I don't think you could sell Cody Rhodes again. You know, you'll have to probably, like, sell LA Knight or somebody like that. But, you know, Bron Breakker maybe?
Yeah. That's still a long, like, Bron Breakker need at least a year or two.
That's what I'm saying. They can start on him now. Cody Rhodes lose at WrestleMania. It's like we doomed. And all of a sudden, Bron Breakker the one who do it. Roman Reigns going to end up third on the list above Hogan. And you got Bron Breakker being the new champ. So that's the only person I can think of. They might got somebody I'm sleeping on. Maybe Swerve get his ass in there.
Then what you do?
Or Keith Lee. Where the fuck he been at? He still wrestling?
He still left. I don't know if they doing something with him.
Yeah, man, but, you know.
But if Cody lose, what you do with him after that?
Jeez, try to finish the story. That's the heel turn, man. The storyteller. He ain't the American Nightmare no more. The American Nightmare is the never-ending story.
Man, I don't know. I'm hoping he wins just to get this over with. Cause I'm like, I have a feeling the chase, like once he get the belt, it's not gonna be as good as the chase, which is always the case. But maybe he win the belt and turn heel the next night and be like, "Fuck y'all, y'all went down with the story to begin with."
I saw y'all rolling your eyes.
Every time I mention my story, y'all rolling your eyes.
Y'all think I didn't hear the teeth getting sucked when I said something about my story?
I hear a, oh, Lord. He fucking, well, fuck all y'all.
Oh, man. That's it, man.
Yeah.
All right. So, look. If y'all got anything to say, y'all think Cody, y'all let us know how y'all feel about Cody. Y'all think Cody gonna win at WrestleMania or not? I don't think he's gonna win, but if not, y'all let us know, man. Hit us up. Facebook, Championship Ringside.
Instagram, Championship_Ringside.
Twitter at Champ Ringside.
Email championshipringside@gmail.com. I said, hold up.
Of course, we got the YouTube channel, TikTok, CR Wrestling. Like, share, subscribe, you know, keep growing the movement, share all the other good shit. What else we got? We got the Cash App, you know, don't worry about that. Just keep sharing. And we got the YouTube. I said YouTube, the video gaming channel.
Championship Ringside on Twitch, Championship Ringside Nerd Station on YouTube. Actually, I'm about to hop on that WWE 2K a couple minutes, get a little streaming in, live stream, come hop in there, join, come send me a message, tell me I'm on my last brain cell, call me, whatever, I don't know, like, go something. If you want to fight online, holler at me. But just counting down, waiting for 2K24 to come out, and Keem 86 on the 5. We going live. That rhyme. That's all I got.
Shout out to everybody listening. Shout out to Bot showing love. Shout out to Roman Reigns, man. Let's not forget who the star of this whole fucking show is. I feel like that got lost somewhere. Like Cody Rhodes won the Royal Rumble. Like, are y'all paying attention to the last three WrestleManias?
Who you think?
We was throwing ones up. Like, shout out to the Tribal Chief, because I feel like people forgot that a little bit, including The Rock. You need to acknowledge, bro. We ain't playing with you.
Just because you think you did a couple movies don't mean you're the Tribal Chief.
God bless. Be smart. Stop hating. Stop bitching. Be smart. Keem, send him home.
Hug your wife and kids and shut up, bitch. That's all I got. That's The Rock's favorite famous quote.
Wrestling is wrestling, and Pelicans fucking up my money.